Hello.
Good morning. My name is Erica. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, you're speaking to him.
How can I help you today, sir?
I tried filing for my unemployment, but I can't remember what my PIN was.
The easiest way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born.
Okay, well, I filed last year when everything shut down for COVID, and I can't remember what my PIN was.
So you need to reopen your claim.
Yes.
Okay, what's your social?
394-64-3945.
That's 394-64-3945.
Yes.
I get you verify your name and date of birth.
Richard Shaw, February 16th, 1962.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
What's the highest grade you completed?
I got my GED.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
A Ramsey.
Do you have driver's license?
Yes.
What state were they issued in, and what's your license number?
Alabama.
Can you verify your license number?
6456047.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, would that be checking or savings?
Savings.
And you have your routing and account number?
It's in my car. I have to grab.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which do you want first?
The routing.
262-284-415.
I have 262-284-415.
Yep.
And the account number.
100000052957.
That's 1-0-0-0-0-0-0-5-2-9-5-7.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 1-7-0-5-2-9-5-7.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
1180 County Road 179, Crossville, Alabama, 35962.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Can I get you to verify your phone number?
256-557-5118.
Okay, I have your mailing address as 1180 County Road 179, Crossville, Alabama, 35962.
Yes.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1993 Plymouth Voyager, 1995 Acura Legend, a 2000 Oldsmobile Silhouette, a 2001 BMX, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I have not been associated with any of them.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Collinsville, Florence, Madison, or none of the above?
What was that again?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Collinsville, Florence, Madison, or none of the above?
Collinsville.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Bentonville, Bethlehem, Wilson, Atlanta?
Opelika. None of them.
In which of the following cities does Kelly Shaw currently live or own property? Kewaunee, Wisconsin, Marshfield, Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, or none of the above?
Marshfield.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Kegels, JVP Industries, Smart, Sunset Landscape Construction, or none of the above?
Kegels.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
Trade readjustment allowance.
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And the last day you worked?
December 31st.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
You said no?
Yes.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. Okay.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
And what's your reason for not being able to work?
December 27th, I was diagnosed with COVID with pneumonia, and I've had respiratory problems ever since. I have problems breathing.
Okay. Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending training or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Like I told you, I'm having problems breathing. I can't walk very long. I can't do much physical activity.
Okay. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your last job title?
Material handler.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? No.
No.
Okay. And what was the name of your last employer?
Rainsville Technology, Inc.
Do you have their phone number?
In my phone. Give me one sec.
Okay.
(256) 638-9760.
I have 256-638-9760.
Yes.
Okay, do you remember your start date?
August 1st, 2016.
City and state work was performed in?
Rainsville, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you remember your PIN?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember your PIN?
No.
Okay. You have pen and paper?
Yes.
The easiest way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your birth year. Your PIN is 4562.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama, which is spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov, and Alabama is spelled all the way out.
Okay.
If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Shaw, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.